This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome again. We are so glad that you joined us today here at the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. We are glad to be in your presence again, and we thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity to be with you again. We're so grateful today. Hallelujah. We pray indeed that these segments, these broadcasts have been a blessing to you. We thank you all that have joined us and have logged on. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And like we said at the outset, your servant is just being obedient unto the Lord. The fact that we are communicating with each other at all on this wise is a straight up miracle from God. And we thank God for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. And you know, as Samuel told Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Amen. It is better than sacrifice. And when the Spirit of the Lord, when the Lord tells you directly to do something, there's nothing left to do, y'all, but to do it. Amen. To obey that which he tells you to do. He commands you to do. For he is our King. He is our Lord. He is our God. Amen. He is a captain. He is the bishop. Amen. And the apostle of our soul. Praise God. Blessed be to God. We thank God for our Lord. Amen. And it's just good to know Jesus. It's just good to be in his will. We thank you for joining us. We pray again that you will continue to hang with us. Amen. It may seem like we're getting off to a slow start, a somewhat boring start maybe, but believe me, the things we have talked about are foundational. These are foundational truths that will take you throughout your Christian experience if you will apply them. None of this does anyone any good if we don't set ourselves to apply them directly. Amen. We have to engage in this thing, y'all. This is not going to come to us by osmosis. It's not just going to come by hanging around and going through the doors of the church house and just sitting there. We have to get engaged with the things of God. This thing's about relationship. It's about fellowship with God. And we must be active in that process. Amen. So again, we thank you for joining us today. Remember, this is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. Amen. Feel free to contact us. We want to hear from you. We want to know how you're doing. We want to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, your testimonies. Amen. We want to hear from you. We just ask that you will reach out to us. But tell your friends and tell your loved ones. Amen. Amen. Let's talk about it. If it's a blessing to you, pass it on. Amen. We thank you so very much for your participation and for your yoking up with us in this great work. Amen. For we believe in God for great things in this. God have blessed us to somewhat know and to understand the end of this matter and what's at the heart of this matter concerning this whole process and others like it. And we'll be sharing that as we move forward. Today in this segment, we want to talk about the Christian in action. We want to talk about the Christian in action. Father, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Lord, you're so good. We just can't tell it all. Father, we thank you for you, for your abiding presence and the riches of your glory. Lord, we pray, Lord, and for everyone that will have an ear to hear, to know and to understand that which you have to say unto us, Lord, that you, Father, Lord, will break up the fallow ground of their heart, Holy Spirit, that you will prepare us, Lord, for this day, Lord, prepare us for this word. Minister it unto us, we pray. Pray you be glorified, Lord God. Here am I, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you will speak and through your vessel, Lord, through your servant, and speak into the heart of every soul, Lord God, that hungers and thirsts for you, Father Lord, that you have drawn to this place and to this time. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will accomplish your perfect work, that every word that comes from you will indeed, according to your word, according to your promise, will go out and not return void, but that it will accomplish all that you have purposed it to do. For your glory, Lord God, we pray. And oh, Lord Jesus, we love you and we bless your holy name. And we thank you, Lord God, for all your many blessings, oh, Lord God. For in you it is yes and amen, Lord. And we thank you for that. And we bless you, Lord, and pray according to your will and purpose. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. The Christian in action. The Christian in action. Amen. Remember, every individual Christian is responsible to do their part in completing the mission that Christ has left us here to fulfill. You remember we talked about that in the segment concerning the nature and mission of the church, that this work is up to us as individuals. Howbeit, we do come together collectively as a body. Amen. The body is composed of individual members, and that's at the essence of what we mean by that, is that us, you and I, we individually have to unite with one accord and come together to complete this mission of winning souls and making them disciples unto Jesus Christ. And in uniting with the church, the responsibility becomes yours. It is a sacred responsibility. Amen. Remember, we talked about becoming a Christian, how that all Christians were anointed, that is, they were consecrated, set aside for the sacred work, for the sacred worship and service unto God. Amen. And God desires that none perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God's desire right now, remember we talked about this, right now in this age, this day in which we live, our stewardship, our dispensation, our responsibility is to be about the Father's business, is to preach the gospel message, is to propagate, is to scatter the word of God as seed into the world, that every soul will be able to make a free will choice to accept or reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we must do that in the spirit of love. We must speak the truth in love. Amen. And we're going to be getting into that, this matter of love and how that love is the conduit. Love is the covering. Love is the element of which it all must be done. It must be done in the spirit of love. Without it, we have nothing. Hallelujah. According to 1 Corinthians 13th chapter. Amen. It must be love. Amen. And again, in uniting with the church, the responsibility becomes yours. It is a sacred responsibility, and you must be willing to do your part for God and your fellow man. It is important that you learn how to serve to the best of your ability. Avail yourself to every opportunity to learn. The teachings of the Bible. And that's why, y'all, we're so adamant, so determined that you will set yourselves to search the Word of God, to dig into the treasure that of the Holy Scriptures, that is the Word of God, that you might come to know and understand these sacred truths for yourself. Amen. There's a great many of brothers and sisters in Christ that have literally given their life for this cause, that you may have access to these holy scriptures, that you indeed may feast upon the word of God, that you can engage through scripture and through prayer to understand and to know these truths, that they may become rooted in the soul of your heart. Amen. In your heart and in your soul, that you may become rooted and grounded in the word of God, because without it, you will be stunted in your growth. So avail yourself at every opportunity to learn the teachings of the Bible and then the beliefs and practices of your church. Now listen, you know as well as I do that there are all kinds of Christian denominations that are out there. And we must always be prayerful. We must seek God first. We must seek God first concerning where he would have us to serve. You all be prayerful about that matter. Be prayerful, be attentive to the voice of the Lord in all things. But surely you want to be attentive to the voice of the Lord at all times. You want to come to the point in your relationship with God that you know his voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They hear my voice. They know my voice. You can know his voice. Amen. You can know when God's speaking to you. Amen. And that's why the word of God is so important, because God will never contradict his word. Amen. And some things are seemingly contradictory, but in essence, they're not. Because when you move into an aspect of judgment, areas like that, strange things happen. And it may seem contradictory. It may seem like it's against God. And it's not God. But you have to know. That's why you have to know for yourself. You have to know and understand the things of God, what God loves, what God hates. You'll see historically, biblically, and that's what the Bible basically is a bibliography of God's interaction with mankind. Amen. But believe me, his ways are past finding out. You will never understand him totally, completely. But that doesn't mean we can't understand him at all. Amen. God reveals himself to those who seek him, to those who love him, to those whose heart is complete. Amen. Toward him. Amen. So you need to learn the beliefs and practices of your church. Now, there are common beliefs that all evangelical Christian denominations should have. And they are these five key components. And that is, first of all, they should have as their belief system the existence of God. Amen. First of all, the existence of God. Psalms 14:1 and 53:1, and then Hebrews 11:6. And then secondly, they must hold to the divinity of Christ. Amen. Colossians, the first chapter, the 9th through the 23rd verse. Then the second chapter, the 8th through the 13th verse. Amen. And then 1 John 4:1-6. Amen. And then thirdly, Christ's death for man's sin. Amen. And then fourthly, Christ's burial according to the scriptures. And then fifthly, Christ's resurrection from the dead. Now, 3, 4, and 5 are basically the sum essence of the gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, that whole chapter, can enlighten you concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You might also want to look at Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, the 9th through the 18th verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then, moving on, the third thing you want to avail yourself to an opportunity to learn is the proper methods of instructions. Amen. Now, we're going to be talking next week. We're going to move into some basic instruction on how to study the Bible. Amen. Basic Bible study principles there. We'll talk about that on next week. But learn the proper methods of instruction, not only concerning the Bible specifically, but that of the beliefs and practices of your church. Amen. If God leads you to a specific denomination and God sets you in that place, then learn of it. Don't set yourself. Don't be set in thinking you know how because of what you used to do. Amen. Humble yourself. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. And you see, that's the principle. All that we do, we should do as unto the Lord. So humble yourself unto the mighty hand of God, and humble yourself unto each other, unto others, especially God's leaders. Amen. Well, they have to give an account for your soul. Now, your witness and your testimony is important. Don't keep it to yourself, but tell others. Amen. How was it that you came to know Jesus? Was it because someone else cared enough to witness for him? Tell others. Amen. The Gospel of John, John 1:40-42, and verse 45 and Acts 1:8. Amen. Praise God. Continue the practice of daily prayer and devotion. Make your prayer life regular. If you would have it to be helpful to you, you have to make it regular. The worth of a prayer is not determined by its grammatical correctness or by the beauty of its wording. Amen. So I pray you don't get hung up on my speech and my talk. I grant you, I'm not the most eloquent metropolitan type speaker that you might find. But hey, long as you hear and long as you understand, that's what's important. Amen. The important thing is that you come to God reverently. You come to God respectfully. You come to God with honor. You come to God with fear. Hey, you talking to God. Hallelujah. That's at the heart. It's like he's your father. Amen. And he loves you more than you will ever know. Amen. So come to him with respect. Come to him with reverence and with honor. Hallelujah. Sometimes, y'all, we get hung up on the beauty of words. And so many times, too many prayers are made to a human audience. But the worth of a prayer is determined by its sincerity. Never forget that. Amen. Prayer is the soul's sincere desire. The main thing is to speak with God about the things that trouble you. Now, Jesus gave us the model prayer in Matthew 6 and 9 and in Luke 11, 2. Amen. Now, there are some key elements in the model prayer that I'd just like to share with you. And I want to speak with you. First of all, let's just go to the Bible. Let me read that in your hearing. And then I want to offer to you the principles there in that model. The Word of God is such a powerful treasure again, and it's such great mysteries. You know, the Lord speaks to us. The Lord kind of speaks in three dimensions because remember, he's the God who was and is and is to come. And so when the Lord speaks, he's sovereign as God. He speaks to those to affirm that which was spoken concerning him before. And then he speaks to those that were with him then in that very present in that time. And then thank God he speaks to us, amen, who would love him and would know him by faith. Those of us that are in this age, in this generation, in the years that followed our Lord's first advent here in the world. And so God had us in mind every time he opened his mouth and every time he expounded upon the treasures of truths of that he is. So let me just read this and then I want to offer you this powerful principle here. Matthew 6 chapter at verse 9. It's in the red, y'all. And our Lord says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to offer this to you because this is powerful. I want to offer this to you, the elements, the components here in that model prayer. Being that it is the model prayer, I think this may prove beneficial to you in shaping and when you pray unto God, is that, and I'm reading this, a book entitled Number in Scripture by E.W. Bollinger. And in that, Bollinger did an outstanding job of referencing the meanings of numbers. Numbers are very significant as part of the mysteries and in the kingdom of God. It's amazing how these mysteries and revelations are unfolded in the significance of numbers. And I don't want to get too hung up on that. I'd like to offer you what he offers concerning this matter of the number 10. Amen. And I'll just read the first paragraph or two here referencing this matter of the number 10. It has been already pointed out that 10 is one of the perfect numbers and signifies the perfection of divine order, commencing as it does an altogether new series of numbers. The first decade is the representative of the whole numeral system and originates the system of calculation called decimals. Because the whole system of numeration consists of so many tens, of which the first is a type of the whole. Completeness of order, marking the entire round of anything, is therefore the ever-present signification of the number 10. It implies that nothing is wanted, that the number and order are perfect, that the whole cycle is complete. Amen. And in the Lord's Prayer, Bollinger offers that there are 10 clauses, 10 clauses. And if you would take this principle and you overlay it against this definition that Brother Bollinger offers here, this matter of these 10 clauses represents a completeness of order, that it marks the entire sum around of anything. It implies that nothing is wanting. Hallelujah. That really speaks to my spirit, that nothing is wanting. Amen. And so here I would offer to you these 10 clauses. Amen. So I need to go back to scripture. So the first is God's sovereignty. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallowed be thy name. That means holy, consecrated, set aside, perfect is thy name. Anointed, hallelujah, is thy name. Amen. Well, that's the second. So the first, God's sovereignty. I'm going to get ahead of myself. I'm going to start preaching here. Let me just put these clauses out here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The first is God's sovereignty. The second is Jehovah's manifested name. The third, the realization of God's kingdom. The fourth mentions the earth. The fifth, the gift of grace, supplying our need. The sixth treats of man's sin. The seventh pleads for spiritual guidance. The eighth pleads for final deliverance from all evil. And the ninth sums up the divine glory. While number 10 completes the eternal cycles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful offer. Amen. I'm going to take and run that. We're going to come back and visit that some more, because this is powerful in this matter of prayer. When we recognize God's sovereignty, we recognize, hallelujah, the names of God. Hallelujah. Pray them names. Hallelujah. Amen. The name of God. But Jehovah's manifested name. Then the realization of God's kingdom. Amen. And we're going to be talking about the kingdom of God here too as well. Oh, we got some things to share with y'all. Hallelujah. We're going to be glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just back up. Amen. And just hold on. But if you will take this, as I've been encouraging y'all, download this broadcast and put it in your media device, your iPod or your MP3 player or your CD player, and just digest upon this. This thing, let me just get back to the segment here today. This whole matter of prayer is about relationship. This whole thing we're talking about, this whole thing is about relationship. The church and being born again and Christ and God and the Holy Spirit and heaven and the kingdom of God, all of these things we're talking about, it all has to do with relationship. Amen. And the key to any good relationship is communication. Amen. Prayer is communicating with God. Amen. And we always communicate with God. There's such a powerful thing that happens with our prayer. Prayer is power. Let me just help you with one aspect of what prayer does. Because a lot of people say, well, if God knows everything, then why do we need to pray? If God already knows our thoughts and God already knows the future and God's got it all in control, why do we need to pray? Let me help you with this. This is a powerful thing. This involves your participation with what is going on in the kingdom of God and in the realm of the kingdom of God. Is that when you, as the anointed of God, as consecrated unto God, as a king and a priest unto God, speak on earth, hallelujah, that which agrees with God in heaven, let me tell you something, power comes down, hallelujah, the presence of God steps into that situation, and God takes responsibility of it. God intervenes directly into it. When we loose on earth, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, looses from heaven. When we bind on earth, hallelujah, God binds in heaven. When we agree with God on earth, God, hallelujah, hears from heaven, and God participates. God engages with that which is on your heart. Don't ever think that your prayers aren't important. Your prayers are so important that God takes every one of our prayers, y'all, and he puts it in a vial. Hallelujah. And one day he's going to break that vial upon the whole earth. Amen. So don't ever take lightly that your prayers aren't significant. Your prayers are mighty unto God, are precious unto God. He hears every one of them. But you need to know. And sometimes God answers yes. Sometimes God reserves the right to answer no. And sometimes God may say not right now, because God always has our betterment. God always has the good for us at heart. The Father knows best. Hallelujah. He always knows best. Amen. And he will withhold no good thing from you. Amen. But he knows the future. He knows you. He knows your heart. He knows the circumstances. He knows the situation. We have to trust him, but we have to believe him, and we have to respect him and reverence him, and we have to include him in every activity of our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Moving on now. Oh, glory to God. Worshiping. Here's another aspect of your fellowship. Another reason why we all need to have a good church home, a good church that is indeed ordained and established by Christ, that Christ is the head and that Christ rules. Amen. Amen. You need to know the real. Once you know the real, I don't have to worry about you, and you don't have to worry about the counterfeit. You'll see the counterfeit. Amen. You'll know the counterfeit. You know how they train bank tellers to identify counterfeit bills, don't you? They set before them a pile of real money. Hallelujah. A pile of real money. And they just look at it. They behold it. They pick it up. They feel it. They smell it. They look at it. They get intimate with it. Amen. So when the counterfeit comes, they'll recognize it right off the bat. When you get intimate with God, and when you handle the word of God, and when you engage with God, and when you taste and see how good he is, when you smell the sweet savor of his presence in your life, and you become his sweet savor, when you engage with God and enter into relationship, intimate personal relationship with God, hallelujah, and began to feast upon his word and to search the treasure of the mysteries of the truths of God, you got something in. Hallelujah. You will be rooted and grounded. You will recognize the counterfeit advances itself or presents itself. Hallelujah. Thank God. And that's how this thing goes, y'all. Amen. So that's why it's important that you get involved, get engaged in this matter of corporate worship and in your personal relationship with God, because there's a great mystery that happens in the fellowship of the saints, y'all. Amen. When all the key components are right, when everything is right toward God, there is a great thing that happens. When the Hebrew writer says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves, as some already have, that wasn't given to us. God doesn't put burdens on us just to weigh us down and that has no profit for us. Hallelujah. Everything that God does for us, is he does for the good, as I just said. And so when we are admonished in scripture not to forsake the fellowship of each other, it's because there's something powerful. There's a great mystery that happens in the fellowship of the saints. When the church comes together, when the members of the body of Christ come together in corporate worship, there's a great mystery that happens. There's a refreshing that happens. There's a renewal that happens. There's a transformation that happens. There's so much that goes on when it's right, when it's done in love, when it's done in reverence unto God. And one of these aspects is this matter of worshiping. When we come together before God to worship him with one accord, come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. There's a great mystery that happens. Amen. Worshiping keeps the soul of your church alive. Hey, worship helps to keep your soul alive. It helps to keep you in tune with the kingdom of God and with your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Worshiping keeps the fires of inspiration burning. Stay faithful, y'all, in the matter of public worship. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves, as so many have. Amen. Folk gonna be folk. Church folk gonna be church folk. People are gonna be people. Amen. That's why you gotta keep your eyes on Jesus. You gotta keep your eyes on God. You gotta, like I said, know his voice, hear his voice. Hallelujah. And obey his voice. Amen. Do what is right according to his sight. Forget about doing the right thing. I hear that. Do the right thing. Well, you know what? The right thing could be anything in somebody else's eyesight. Amen. You do what is right according to the sight of God. Do what is right unto God. And you can't go wrong that way. Hallelujah. Amen. So stay faithful in the matter of public worship. Faithful attendance upon the worship services of your church is necessary to the carrying out of your responsibility. Note, the first hint of any dissatisfaction with Christian life or with the church you have joined appears when you begin to miss his worship services. You miss one Sunday, the next Sunday becomes a little easier. You miss the next Sunday, the third Sunday becomes a whole lot easier. And next thing you know, you look up and it's 3 months of Sundays and you haven't been anywhere. And then you wind up scoffing and talking about, I didn't like that preacher no way. You find any excuse not to go. It becomes easy then. So as long as you attend church with regularity, you will be a satisfied, growing Christian. Amen. And listen, another thing, continue in your loyalty, first of all, to your Lord and your God. And then to your local church. Amen. Continue in that. Amen. And should you move? Listen, don't put off transferring your membership. Amen. So many people get hung up on this thing. They get so attached to the church that was in your hometown or the neighborhood you moved from, or because you were so fond of its pastor, or you may have so many friends there. Listen, y'all, that is a mistaken loyalty. Amen. Give your loyalty and your devotion and your service and support to the church in the place or community where you are now living. Now, listen, I used to be a proponent, and you know, that's okay. We keep walking with God and we keep living, we keep learning. God teaches us things. Amen. You will find we do a lot of things ignorantly sometimes. Amen. I'm certainly no exception. We're learning, we're growing, amen. But when God teaches you a thing and you learn the truths of a principle, truths of the wisdom, truths of the word of God, then you are obligated, amen, to obey it, amen. But I used to be a proponent of this, they call it watch care. Hey, if you're in a community and you're only there for a week or two or three and you know you're going back home, you know, there may be something to that, but I don't want to speak specifically to, let's say, college students or maybe even military personnel. If you're going to be going to college or you're going to be stationed in a place and you know you're going to be there 3-4 years, hey, look, move your membership. Pray, see God where he will have you to serve and to worship, and move your membership, because let's be real. Now, sometimes we just got to step back and just think about some things sometimes. If you're a college student, what's the likelihood of your going back to your hometown where you were born and raised? Come on, let's be real. You just work too hard to try to get out of there. Hey, man, the last thing you probably got in mind is going back home. So the truth is, the reality is you're probably not moving back to your hometown when you finish college. No way. You're probably going to graduate college, and wherever that job or wherever that career, wherever the next phase of your life takes you, hey, man, that's where you're going. Hey, if it's back in your hometown, praise God. That's good. But you know what you can do? You can move your membership right back to that home church that you grew up in when you get back home. Amen. Same in the military. If you know you're going to be stationed in a place and you're going to be there for 2-3 years or however long you're going to be there, hey, be loyal to God. Obey God rather than your own feelings or emotions, and certainly rather than obey man. The main thing is, don't be inactive, but be active. Amen. Be active. Amen. Be about the Father's business. Hallelujah. Because listen, here's another aspect of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. While you are helping others, you will be helping yourself also. Amen. Y'all, that's the cycle of life. This thing we're talking about is about life. And the cycle of life, part of that cycle is the pouring of your life into others. Amen. That's the mystery in the kingdom of God. One of the mysteries of the kingdom of God, one of the mysteries of getting in the kingdom of God, is giving. And I ain't talking about money. Forget about that. That's just a sidebar. That's just a means to an end. The main thing is that we give of our time. Give her our talent, give her our treasure unto God. Amen. Give yourself, pour your life into some other life as much as the Lord would lead you. Obey the Lord. It's what he would have you. Because when you do that, believe me, hallelujah, you will stay young, you will stay filled, you will stay in joy, you will stay healthy. Hallelujah. That is the cycle of life, is it pouring your life into, that's part of the rivers of living water. Hallelujah. An active Christian is a happy Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. So in summary, hey, remember, amen. Amen. Stay in action. Stay about the Father's business. Don't just get hung up in activity. I'm not talking about just activity for activity's sake. I can't stand it myself personally. Amen. But hey, be about the Father's business. Do that which is right according to his sight. Do that which glorifies him. Amen. Amen. The things that are dear to his heart, amen, ought to be dear to our heart. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hey, again, I want to thank you for tuning in. It's been a joy to be with you today. Amen. Again, my name is Jack Cook. Amen. You can call me Jack the Preacher. I'm here broadcasting from College Station, Texas. I'm purposely not big on titles. I could lay some titles on you. Amen. But it's been so demeaned and so minimized today with everybody scrambling for titles, and that's part of another subject. That's their business. I'm not putting anybody down. Amen. If you call me anything, call me a servant of the Most High God and of His Christ. Amen. I'm a servant of the Lord. Amen. So y'all call and y'all write. We want to hear from you. Amen. Again, we thank you for tuning in. Y'all spread the word. Amen. Y'all go in peace. And may the Lord bless you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers in Him. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you're doing, Lord God. Pray, Lord, that you'll bless every soul, Lord, that you draw, Holy Spirit, to hear, Lord, this broadcast. I pray indeed, Lord, that Lord, it's speaking to the soul and to the spirit, Lord, of all that you have purposed to hear it, Lord God. Be glorified, Father, we pray, is our prayer and our heart's desire. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you all.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Cheers!